whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam like, yo.
Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei desu. Everybody, it's Manga Sensei. And before I jump into today's grammar point, please give us a like and a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. These likes and these 5-star ratings help us more than you really know. It helps to get our knowledge out there and our information about teaching Japanese online and all the free resources that we have available here on the podcast and on our website. But with that, let's jump to today's grammar point. So today we're talking about a prefixial, I don't know if you can say that, an adjective that goes on behind or connects to Japanese verbs. This is very much like tight. In fact, it is also an e adjective. There are two types of adjectives in Japanese. The first one is an e adjective, which are words that end in I, e, oi, and ui. Any words that end with a and are na type adjectives, which are the other type of adjective, also called non-nominals. Now, when you use yasui, which is today's topic, you put it on base two of a verb. So a word like hanasu becomes hanashi, nomu becomes nomi, and taberu becomes tabe. And then you simply stick yasui on the end. There is no need for desu, but if you'd like to put a desu at the end, you're more than welcome to. But if I say something along the lines of kono hon ga yomiyasui, kono hon ga yomiyasui, kono hon is this book. Kono, right, is the descriptive adjective, and then hong is a book. Yomu becomes yomi, right, because of the e type base two. Yasui, this book is easy to read. Whatever the verb is, you're making it easy to verb. If I say, boku no namae ga kakiyasui, my name, boku no namae ga, so boku is my, no is the connector there, namae is name, ga is the subject marker there, ga, kaku becomes kakiyasui. The opposite of this is the podcast that we released yesterday, which is nikui, which we talked about as well, which is an e-type adjective that means it is difficult to do something. Now, when looking at yasui, you may think this is the word to be, cheap, inexpensive. That is also true. When that verb is usually used by itself, it means easy or it means inexpensive. But when we put a verb into base two and attach it to yasui, it means the verb is easy to do. It is simple to do. With that, though, I will sign off. Thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast. As in every single day, I do break down the world's best language, and I'm happy to do it for you here. Again, make sure to check out our website, give us that 5-star rating, and I will catch you tomorrow. Until then, remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So, 一緒に間違いましょう。それじゃあ、また明日。